Happy Valentine's. 9 love lessons the pandemic taught us. If music be the food of love, play on. This is from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. With Valentine's Day round the corner, we can say that love is in the air. This time, love has just not surfaced to be celebrated on this special day only. It has actually exhibited its true worth and significance all year round. How? Let's explore that. The pandemic has done this one good thing. It has made us understand the value of human relationships, the value of true love and happiness. More significantly, it has demonstrated to us what it means to love and how it could be lost in an instant, with a blink of an eye. So here are 9 love lessons the pandemic taught us. Often, we try to put a brave face to fight our own battles and do not even let our partner help us out. But the coronavirus made us realize that it is okay to feel vulnerable and ask for help from all those who are in our WhatsApp groups, Facebook groups, and also that family which is always a phone call away. The pandemic has brought neighbors together, families spread across the globe together. It has made us realize we have all been in this together, and when the need arises, we can come together. The first lesson that has been taught to us is about self-care. We were always taught to take care of others. Mostly, this implies to women, although I'm not a feminist. But the pandemic made us realize that it is okay to look after ourselves too. The pandemic has brought the concept of self-care in focus and made us understand it is important to take care of ourselves in our lives. Sometimes a hug, a touch, or a little support from those around us is all we need. But when it's not there, when we are on our own, we still have to give us that self-care. Now, one silver lining of staying at home is that it has forced many of us to slow down and find new ways to manage stress and anxiety. Some people have turned to drawing, to gardening, performing music as hobbies. And all of these things have the ability to improve mental health and boost overall positivity. So like we all know the importance of sleeping, but how many of us are getting enough sleep? If I were to pick just 3 books on self-care for many of us, they would be Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, Mind Over Medicine by Garth Davis, and Dr. David Oshikorat's new release, The New Curran Manual, Secrets to a Happier Life. These authors provide fantastic insights into how restful sleep really should be. Next up is saying I love you. You see, many couples have learned the importance of words because many people were left wondering, what if they could have said I love you before that special someone passed away? Or what if they heard those 3 precious words from them before they passed away? While it's important to show someone you care, never forget the power of those 3 little words that can make or break a person's day. Valentine's Day is an opportunity for everyone to let their feelings out and say those meaningful words to their partners and to their loved ones. But this pandemic has shown us to say it more often throughout the year. More so because love knows no boundaries. Yes, that is the next topic. So with the world restricted to indoors, many love stories blossomed over the digital space and internet. People sitting in one continent met with those in the other. They fell in love with each other. They even decided to marry. So love knows no boundaries. And during the lockdown, several couples had to cancel all their plans of a lavish wedding in the presence of family and friends. However, when they discovered the true meaning of love, the true reason why they are getting married, they decided to still go ahead with their plans amidst chance and blessings and video calls, Zoom calls, and still got the blessings of their families, but they made their plans and pandemic could not deter their plans. So love stories blossomed. And that's how it should be. People understood the true essence of love. And the reason for getting married is not a lavish ceremony, but something much more deeper. Another lesson it has taught us is about cherishing each moment. You need to cherish every moment spent with your loved ones. You never know when it could be the last one. Because of the coronavirus, many beautiful love stories came to an abrupt end. Thousands of people losing their partners. This made us realize the value and the importance of the tiniest of moments and how important it is to cherish them together. Another important thing that it has been brought to light is the need to cherish each one special in our lives without any expectations. Next love lesson that pandemic has taught us is trusting your partner. Trust your partner. What is trust? Trust is the act of placing confidence in someone or something other than yourself, like a super glue. It is that binding for the deepest love, the strongest friendships. It is like a super glue. It is that binding for the deepest love, strongest friendships, and for building world communities. With the pandemic, thousands of people were stranded in different cities and countries, far from their partners, their families. Insecurity and distrust were common emotions that emerged. However, trust is what has helped keep their relationships intact. Trust is essential to a happy and successful life. It is the basis of most healthy connections. But it may be shaken due to events in the past. But it needs to be worked on. If you want to work through old injuries that have damaged your faith, or you just wish to enhance your capacity to trust, consider consulting with a spiritual leader, a therapist, or another qualified mental health expert. But building trust and maintaining it is really crucial, and that has been one of the lessons of pandemic. Next up is self-love. Now with COVID, lockdown, losing loved ones, losing jobs, the past few months have been a reason to press the reset button on your life. If there's anything to be learned, it's that life is too short at any point. Anything can happen. And nothing should be taken for granted. We need to have gratitude for all that we have. We must learn to combat our conditioning and deprogram the ideas we have about our lives. Self-love is about self-reliance, and everyone has learned to be self-reliant. And if not, ask yourself, to what extent do you rely on your self-worth? To what degree should you rely on it? What is it that you enjoy and love? Self-love is about confidence. It is about being comfortable in your own skin and having a healthy self-esteem. Having a healthy self-confidence results in taking inspired actions without the worry what other people think of your appearance and your abilities. Now the next love lesson is really a question. Are patience and positivity vital for our survival? Now the next love lesson of the pandemic is more so a question. Are patience and positivity vital for survival? You see, the lockdown forced us to stay indoors. and this changed the whole concept and dynamics of space for us. With limited space, sometimes both physical and abstract, we learned to be more patient and positive with our families. We learned to be patient when it was not required sometimes. And we were impatient when it was clearly required. So for being consistently positive, it is important to establish and reaffirm clearly within ourselves that others' actions, consequences of their actions, their ideas, fears, limitations and beliefs, their drama is not your responsibility. And so you live peacefully in your environment by setting boundaries, by knowing what is acceptable to you and what is not. And not letting others' thoughts, opinions and beliefs color your thinking. We have to understand where patience is required and where it is not. Next up is connecting with others. It is crucial. With our fast-paced world, it is easy to feel isolated, you see. And in order not to be alone in the struggle for social connection, we need each other more than ever before. And the way we interact with others has changed over time. As digital natives now, it is natural to think that it is the only form of connection available. But in reality, our connectivity extends far beyond just speaking face to face or meeting someone at work, especially if they are close friends who live nearby. Next up is, there's more than one way to say I love you. You know, we all know how hard it is to find time for a date night when the pandemic hit, and it has taught us different ways of saying I love you, even in a crisis situation. Loads of couples took to cooking their favorite cuisines together as a way of releasing stress and spending time together. It also is a meaningful gesture that shows our special someone how much they mean to us. But cooking together, or maybe cooking your favorite dishes up, could be one of the ways of saying love, I love you. You could find your own. Perhaps you could enjoy each other's company. Perhaps go for a coffee or a walk. So as we draw closer to the conclusion of the lessons learned during the pandemic, we have to understand. We have to understand that you and I are stretching beyond any limit. Not by choice, but out of necessity. And the good news is that these hard times can act as a catalyst for new habits and behaviors, especially when they force us into a fresh new perspective, which comes from resilience and expanding our adaptability. While coming up with creative hacks, as we continue to reinforce appreciation for all and self, let's indulge ourselves in love. Now here's a quick tip, especially for Valentine's believers. Instead of a Valentine's dinner, have a weekly or a monthly ritual of family or couple dinners and call them dinner of blessings or Thanksgiving dinner. Sounds familiar? Well, make it a monthly ritual or make it a weekly ritual. And try to say with words and gestures on this dinner how much you care for their health and well-being over and above everything. How much their love and support and blessings matter to you to move forward. Make this Thanksgiving dinner filled with prayers, blessing rituals, laughter. Let's vow to meet each other with open minds, hearts, hands, and spirits. Let's cherish what we have now more than ever before. Happy Valentine's! Signing off, this is Neeti Keswani for Luxury Unplugged. Keep tuning in for more interesting episodes.